Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Ma'akan and daf Yochasan. We are starting Yud Zayin Amud Beis, about three lines off the bottom with the words the Omer of Avo. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Mimsar Batsbiak Maisha Hernish Shamash should have an Aliyah. Now the Gemara begins by discussing a number of different things we do during Avelos, and a lot of them are based off a pasuk from Sefer Yechezkel, which refers to Nevuah that Yechezkel Navi had, in which Hashem told him that his wife is going to die, and that even though he's going to be in Avelos, there's a number of things which he is not allowed to do or which he should do. And basically, everything we're going to be seeing in this pasuk is the exact opposite of what an Avel is or is not supposed to do. So let's just read the pasuk. Heonek daim, grieve in silence. Besim evil loitase, do not keep avelos for the dead. Pe'ercha chavashalacha, place your glory on yourself. Unalecha tasim reglecha, and place your shoes on your feet. Vloisata al safam, and do not rap until the safam. Velechem anashim loisaychel, and don't eat bread from others. So now the Gemara tells Amar Ravo, really should be Amar Ravo. Ravo said, Heonek daim, you should grieve in silence. Let me construe tzarchot tzvayach. This tells us that a regular avel should do the opposite. He should not be silent, he should cry out. And then when the pasuk says, Besim evil loitase, do not keep avelos for the mace, Mikan from here we learn, shoot Sarchlas Habel, that a regular person does have to keep a velos. And when Yechezkel HaNavi was told, you should put on your pe'er, your splendor, your glory. So this is why Meir doesn't want to say Lua Tefillin, this is referring to Tefillin, and he should wear Tefillin, which means an Avel is not allowed to wear Tefillin, whereas this is why Meir is not Giyutz, this is referring to Giyutz, wearing freshly pressed clothing. Yechezkel HaNavi on top, we just clarify, according to the one who says that these are Tefillin, we have an issue because Ima Tefillin L'Shnei Yomim, Afo Eilo L'Shnei Yomim, just like Tefillin, as we learned previously, this is for an Avel to wear Tefillin is for 2 days, so maybe based off this pasuk, Avelos itself is only for 2 days. And Mount Omer Zagiot, according to Mount Omer, this is Giot, wearing freshly pressed clothing. Well, Ima Giot Shloshim Yom, just like we have Velos, we know the one's allowed to wear freshly pressed clothing for 30 days. So, Af Evel Shloshim, maybe Af Velos is for 30 days, and would have an answer to this question. We continue. The Pasuk says, Anacha Tasim Reglecha, you should wear your shoes on your feet. Me come from your learned shoe, also being a sandal. The regular Avel is not allowed to wear shoes. And then the Pasuk says, Vaisat Al Safam, you should not wrap yourself Al Safam, which would be translated up until the mustache, which means wrapping oneself, not only the head, but also the face covering the upper lip. What do we learn from here? Mekashu Tzarchachasu says, Piv, according to some of your says, is Panav. From here, we learn that Avel has to cover his face and his head. Asking more, who says that's what's supposed to be? Maybe he covers from underneath, meaning maybe he starts covering from his neck up and it goes up until his safam, up until his lip. Who says it's from top down? So, Chassi clarifies, it's because we don't want people to say that his mouth is hurting. If he only covered from neck up, then it's not obvious that he's in Avelos. Maybe his mouth is hurting him and that's why he's wrapping himself. Therefore, he has to cover himself from his head down and when his entire head and eyes and everything are covered, so then everyone sees that's because he's in Avelos. We continue. The pasuk said, "V'lechem anashim lo yisaychel, don't eat the bread of men." Mikan from here we learn, "Shaktanim holchem etz agdolim, the ketanim go to gdolim," which means when a person's in Avelos, other people bring him food, even though those are ketanim, and that's because Yechezkel HaNavi was the greatest of the great. And if not for the fact that Hashem told him you shouldn't eat bread from other people, that means he would have eaten bread from other people, and obviously other people are ketanim vis-a-vis him. People are ketanim; they're less chashuv. They bring food to those who are more chashuv who are in Avelos. No, minay shagdolim holchem etz agdolim. How do we know that sometimes it's all the way around? The Gedolim will also go to Ketanim to bring them this food when they're in Avelos. So Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak, he says, because the Pasuk tells us, Kichay Mar Hashem Al Tav Beis Marzech V'Gaymer. A Beis Marzech over here means a house of mourners. And the Pasuk Yirmiyoh Navi is told, don't go to the house of mourners, don't eulogize, don't be sorrowful over them. And so Pasuk continues saying that no one's going to end up having bread during the Avelos to comfort them. And if Yirmiyoh Navi is being told not to go to them and that they're not going to have bread, that's mashma that had he not been told that, he would have gone to bring them bread. And obviously Yirmiyoh is the most chashuv, so we see that he technically would have brought somebody who's lesser than him bread. The working thing is telling me we have a brisa. Elu dvarim she'avel asur b'kol shiva. The following things are asur for an avel to do all 7 days of the shiva. Berchitza, no washing, no taking a shower, besicha, no anointing with oil, b'nias a sandal, wearing shoes, b'tash shamita, and relations, m'lasaper, from getting a haircut, m'lachabas, laundering clothing, m'likras b'tayra, from reading tayra, m'lishnas, medrash halachas agadais, learning medrash halachra agada, m'shilas shalom, from saying shalom to other people, m'las smlachan, from doing work. And the question is, mantana avel asur berchitza kol shiva. Who's the town of this brisa that holds that washing is asur all 7 days of the shiva? Rib Nasan, it's Rib Nasan. And Rib Ami, Habali of the Rav Ami, had a situation where he became an Avel, Shal Rav Chiya Barva, he asked Rav Chiya Barva, Vaharilei Kol Shivik Rav Nasan, and he paskin just like Rav Nasan, that for 7 days, no showering. Now Rav Yosef Habali of the Rav Yosef also had a situation, he became an Avel, Shal Chiya Barbar Kain, he sent a message to Rav Barbar Kain asking him what to do. Amrili's response was, Vleikin Ofen Rebbe, didn't Rebbe teach us this? How do we know this? Because Rav Ami Habali of the Rav Ami had a situation where he became an Avel, Ushal Rav Shem and Lakish, and he asked Rish Lakish, and that's who the Rebbe is referring to, and Vaharilei Kol Shivik Rav Nasan, and he paskin 7 days, no showering just like Rav Nasan. Now we take an issue over here because the first story that we brought was Rav Ami became an Avel and he had asked Rav Chiya Barva, and we brought the story of Yosef in which he had asked Rav Barbar Kayin. The response was that a story happened that Rav Ami had asked Rish Lakish and Rish Lakish also passed on the same thing. So the question is, who did Rav Ami ask when he was in Avelos? Was it Rish Lakish or was it Rav Chiya Barva? So Amalei said to him, V'dilmatrin ovden inon, perhaps there's two separate situations and it's not a contradiction. Anan Amar Lo al Rav Chiya Barva, Atan Amar Lo al Rav Shem Lakish. We say it about Rav Chiya Barva and you say it about Rish Lakish. It's actually not a contradiction. situation. It could be two different situations, Rav Amuz and Avelos. Now we can discuss in sheets Rav Nasan, Rav Ayman Adal, also from the following, Rav Chama Abed Rav Ishaya, Havali Ovda, Rav Chama, the father of Ishaya, he had a situation, he became an Avel, Shal Rabbani asked Rabbanan, for Asr, and they answered him that for 7 days, no showering. Rav Yossi by Rav Yossi asked as follows, Haid Rabbanan, which Rabbanan was this? Rabbanan Dehachle, Rabbanan over here, or Rabbanan Midraima, or Rabbanan of the south? Over here means the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, Tveria, Tzipayri, Tzvas, that region, that's actually where most of the Chachamim lived. They lived in the northern part, and everyone else underneath was called Draima the south, which very often was Yerushalayim in those areas, not actually the literal south part of Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, who paskin this for him? In Tem Rabban Dahachim, if he wants to say Rabban over here of the north of Eretz Yisrael, Nicha, that's good. But in Tem Rabban the Draima, if he wants to say Rabban of the south, well, Ravayu Kumai, Vikushal is Eraya, the greater Rabbanim are here. And he's asking the smaller ones, the Rabban of the north, of the Galil and all those areas, they're more Chashav, they're more senior than the ones in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. So Sakhar of Chama ask this to those of the south. And also, in Tem Rabban Dahachim, if he wants to say Rabban over here of the north, Nicha, everything's good. Whereas in Tem Rabban the Draima, if he wants to say Rabban of the south, small gears are changed over here, Inun Sharyon, Inun Asrin, they matter and they aser. The Tani we have a brass that says, the place where they have the minug, then an avil is allowed to shower after the mita, meaning after the mace was buried, the avilim allowed to shower right away. Marchitzim, they're allowed to do that. Ubedar marchitzim. And in the south, they had that minug to shower right away. So there's another reason why Rav Chama couldn't have asked the Rabban of the south, because the answer that he received is that he's not allowed to wash, aser lirchitz, but they matter. Now, Amar Bias Rabban, he tells us, the one who does permit rechitza, washing during Shiva, that's just like eating and drinking. The same way eating and drinking is permitted, so too washing. I continue to discuss the machmirim, hadadat amar, even the ones who do not allow washing during Shiva, that's only rechitza shishal tainug. If it's of enjoyment, a person wants to take a pleasurable shower, something enjoyable, he's not allowed to do that. Alvo rechitza shenishal tainug, if it's not of tainug, mutter, it's permitted. For example, it's for refuah, therapeutic purposes, something like that. Perhaps he's extremely dirty, so he needs to wash off that dirt, that would be permitted. Something similar, Shmuel bar Abba, olbay chatatin, Shmuel bar Abba, when he was in Avelos, boils came upon his body, and also Shalom Rabbi Yossi came to ask Rabbi Yossi, Maudi Yischi, what's Allah in regards to washing? So he told him, V'in Lasachi Ma'isu, if he's not going to wash, if he's not going to shower, is he going to die? Well, in Kenny, if that's the situation, I feel B'Tishabav, he's even going to wash on Tishabav, and in Kenny, if that's the situation, I feel B'Yom Kippur, even Yom Kippur is allowed to wash, because P'kuach Nefesh. If it's not that, so then he's not allowed to. Now, continues Kos Rechitza, Rabbi Yossi and Chanina, Ro Oisei Toivel, they saw being Toivel during his Avelos. Now, in the Keruya, Lo Yadin, they don't know if it was because he was a Baal Keri, and that means he has to go to the mikveh, that's a halacha. It's not because he's just going to enjoy himself. The alternative is, they don't know if it was for this reason. Maybe he just went to cool his body off, and the reason why that would be okay is because rechitzas tzainin, washing in cold water, that's not considered rechitza, it's not considered for enjoyment or anything, so perhaps that's why he did it, and then it would be permitted. Rabba Paskin, like this Tana, is permitted to wash up and to shower during Avelos if it's not for enjoyment, if it's for therapeutic purposes, or if a person is very dirty, or something like that, then they are allowed to shower. Yudchason based on top, certainly, if somebody came from a journey and his feet are extremely tired, they're hurting him, he's allowed to wash them in water, and this is even on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, that would be permitted because again that's not for enjoyment. Antonio's taught in a braisa, Avel Menuda Shai Malcha Maderech, an Avel or somebody who's Menuda, he's excommunicated, he's put in Cherim, they're going along the way, they're allowed to wear shoes even though in general they're not allowed to since they're journeying, so they could wear shoes for their journey, but once they come to the city they have to remove them. Tisha B'Av would be the time to see where, same thing Tisha B'Av in a public fast day, when shoes are not allowed to be worn, if a person is journeying from one place to another, he needs his shoes, so he could wear them, but once he comes into the city, he has to take them off. And we can use discussing brayso from Abud Aleph. One of the things that we had said is asur for an avil to do is she'ela shalom, to say shalom aleichem, greet another person. Now, Tani was taught in a brayso, malkam shalom gulishal b'shalom la'avelim b'shabbos, a place where the minig is to say shalom aleichem to avelim on Shabbos. Shalom, one's allowed to do that, and ubedarim shalom, in the darim, they do say shalom aleichem. And one of the reasons why that would be permitted is because ein avelus b'shabbos, one's not allowed to show outward expressions of avelus on Shabbos. So according to the shitas, that one's allowed to say shalom aleichem to an avil on Shabbos, that's mutter because by not doing so, that would be an outward expression of avelus. Rabbi Shai Rabba Azal Charatar, Rabbi Shai Rabba went to a certain place, Chama Avelai B'Shuvsa, he saw avelim on Shabbos, v'shal bayin, and he said shalom aleichem. Amar, he told them, ani eni yedem minig mekayimchem, I don't know what the minig of your place is, Ella, however, shalom aleichem k'minig mekayimenu, I'm saying shalom aleichem to you, like the minig of our place where I come from, so that's why I'm saying shalom aleichem to you. Another situation, Rabbi Yisrael Chalafta Havim Shabech, Rabbi Meir Kumit Tzipayroi, Rabbi Yisrael Chalafta, he'd praise Rav Meir to all the people of Tzipayri, and he would say about Rav Meir that Adam Gadol, Adam Kadosh, Adam Sunua, he's a great man, he's a holy man, he's very modest. Chazman, Chama Avelai B'Shavsa, one time Rav Meir saw Avelim on Shabbos, Ushalbain, he said Shalom Aleichem to them. Now once the people of Tzipayri saw this, Amrin Lei, they told Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta, Rebbe, Ahanu Da'at Masani Shivche, is that the one whom you always talk about, how great he is? So Amrin Lei and Rabbi Yosef said to them, realizing that they saw something, Ma Aved, what did he do that you saw that you're asking me that? Amrin Lei, so they told him, Chama Avelai B'Shavsa, Shalbain, he saw Avelim on Shabbos. Shabbos, and he said Shalom Aleichem to them. Amar Lo, and Rabbi Yosi told them, "By Atun Meidem Ochaile." Do you want to know what his greatness is? You want to see how chashev he is? We can learn so much from Rameir. Balei Dienu She'ein Avel Shabbos. He's telling us by doing that there's no avelos on Shabbos, and therefore we say Shalom Aleichem. Now, where do we get this from? The pasuk says Berchas Hashem Hitashir. The bracha of Hashem is what makes a person wealthy. What's that referring to? Zibrachas Shabbos is the bracha of Shabbos, and then the pasuk says V'lo Yosef Etzev Ima, and one shouldn't add Etzev, sadness, to it. So avelos is avelos. How do we know that? Like the pasuk says by David HaMelech, when he heard that Avshalom was killed, Netzav HaMelech al Benoi, the king was saddened over his son. And so we see that there's no Etzev, no avelos on Shabbos, and therefore we say Shalom Aleichem. Now this brings up a discussion of what type of avelos is asur on Shabbos. Something that's farhesya, that's an obvious display of avelos, definitely asur to do. But what about private avelos? If people aren't going to realize that someone's keeping dina avelos, is that something that must be kept to on Shabbos or not? So we have machlekes. Shmuel Amr Shmuel says, Pachaz chayva, neser rishos. Pachaz is a chayv. That has to be done or is not allowed to be done on Shabbos, whereas neser is just a rishos. What does this mean? So pachaz, pei ches zahin, is priyas reish, uncovering the head, chaziras kara, turning around the tear, zakivas amita, and straightening the bed. In other words, all these things have to be done on Shabbos. The avil is not allowed to go with his head wrapped on Shabbos. He has to uncover his head. The tear in his garment that he shows to everyone during Shiva, he has to turn that around so people can't see it. And also his bed, which is usually stood up, has to be straightened out. That's because these are all public expressions of avelos, so he has to make sure not to show them on Shabbos. However, what's neser, ne'ila sandal, tashu shamita, rechitza, wearing shoes, marital relations, and washing, that's a rishos, meaning a person could technically not do this, meaning he could not wear leather shoes, not engage in tashu shamita, and not wash, because that's not a public expression of avelos, so he's allowed to not do all these things on Shabbos. However, chad talmidim de Shmuel, shim shmita soy, there's one of the talmidim of Shmuel, who during avelos was mishamish on Shabbos, and Shmuel Shmuel heard, ve'ikbar aloi, he was makbid, he got upset about this, umis, and the Talmud died because of that. Amar Shmuel explained, the halacha is amris. I said this in regards to halacha. The discussion of the halacha is that technically these things would be permitted on Shabbos. Domal ha-maisa, but do you think la-maisa, this is something that a person should do? Since these are private displays of avelos, tashmish being one of them, he should not have been mishamish mitasai, even though we said rishos, in real practice, he shouldn't have done so. Now we have more discussions about this. Rav Amarav says that chaz chayva, pen rishos. Chaz is a chayv and pen is a rishos. What is this? So chaz is chaziras kara, zikifas hamita, chayva, both of these things, turning around the tear in the garment and straightening the bed, that's a chayv that has to be done on Shabbos, whereas priyas resh and il sandal, rishos, uncovering the head and wearing leather shoes, that's a rishos, doesn't have to be done, and that's definitely different from what we just said before from Shmuel, because Shmuel said that priyas resh is something that has to be done. Now a story, trained b'nai de Rebbe, the two sons of Rebbe, when they were in Avelos, nafkan, they went out on Shabbos, chad, reshim galu, shlech sandaloi, one of them, he had uncovered his head, meaning he had unwrapped it, but he was not wearing leather shoes, whereas the chad, reshim chasli, lish sandaloi, the other one, his head was covered, it was wrapped, but he was wearing shoes, each one was doing one of these things. Now another story, Rabbi Yonah saw Gabi Rab Gurion, Rabbi Yonah went to Rab Gurion, this one Rab Gurion was in Avelos, and Nafak Gabi Levish Sandaloi, Rab Gurion went to meet him wearing leather shoes. So Rabbi Yosef told him, Ma'at Savar, what are you thinking by wearing these leather shoes? Yalfin of the Minach, that we're going to learn from you? That's not so. La Yalfin of them in Barnash Ze'er, we don't learn what the halacha is from somebody who's technically of small stature, and that's who you are, so we're not going to learn from you. Now continuing another thing, the Brisa had said was Melikras Batayra, no learning Torah during Avelos. Now Rabbi Yechon Rechon says, where do we get this from? That's because the pasuk in Eiv tells us Ve'in Diver Olav Davar, that no one spoke a word to him. Eiv's friends came during the Shiva. It uses double lashon, that no one was Diver Olav Davar. What do we learn from here? Vafilu Davar Shal Tyra, they didn't even speak to him in Tyra. They said absolutely nothing to him, not even Tyra. So we see that Avel's not allowed to learn Tyra. However, Amar Rishon Lakish, Lakish told Rabbi Yechonon, Kol Garmei Ilu Tana Loi Havamayis. He himself, had he been learning, wouldn't have died. Which means, had the person who just passed away been learning the entire time, the Malchum Avos would have no shlita over him. So actually, an Avel should be allowed to learn, because that's the greatest protection. So now the question is, Maikadayin, how does Rish Lakish understand the word davar in the previously quoted pasuk? And the answer is, Kada Amar B'Yehuda Rapazi B'Shem Riechanon. It's like Rabbi Yehuda Rapazi said in the Riechanon, B'Shaloi HaYodim Melaftayachlai. Eiv's friends simply didn't know what they should talk to him about, meaning they didn't know how to console him or what they should console him with first. Because he had such terrible tragedies, he became very sick, lost all his money, and all of his children died. So they were thinking, Imbagufai, if we start with his body, Imbimine, maybe his money, Imbenefesh Banav Naisav, maybe about his sons and daughters who had died. And so that's why they were totally quiet. That's this double lashon in Diver Oil of Davar. They didn't say anything to him because they had absolutely no clue what to say to him. Now more about what Rish Lakish just said, that learning Torah protects a person from death. There was a Talmid of Chizda who got very sick. Shachle trained Talmidim Diyasun Ime. Rav Chizda sent two Talmidim to learn with him to prevent him from dying, and the Malchum Avos didn't know what to do because their Liman HaTorah was preventing the Malchum Avos from doing his job. So what did he do? It's Avid Kumein Kemen Chivai. He made himself in front of them like a snake. They got scared. Va'afsakun. They stopped learning for a moment. V'damech. And the Talmud died because Malchum Avos was able to take him. Similarly, Chad Talmud, Mind Bar Pidayo Ivash, there was a Talmud of Bar Pidayo who got very sick. Shal train Talmidim this year. He sent him to Talmidim to learn with him, also to protect him from the Malach HaMaves. As well as Malach HaMaves do this time, is Avid Kumein Kimin Kechava. He made himself in front of them like a star. Could be this referring to a shooting star. He basically distracted them. V'afsukun, they stopped learning. V'damech, and the Talmud died. Even according to Mandamar, the Summer on Velus is not allowed to learn. It says the Gemara, Tanu, we have a Braisa, Avil Shainu, Hu Makam Shainu Ragil. He is allowed to learn something that he's not used to. He's not familiar with it. That's because the Pasuk says, Pikudi Hashem Yisharim, Misamche Lev. It's learning Torah brings a person Simcha, and when he's in Avelus, he's not supposed to be in such a state of Simcha. However, when he's learning something Shainu Ragil, he's not used to it, so that's not Misameach HaSalev, therefore he's allowed to do so. Kind of like the following, Rabbi Yossi Havali Ovder, Rabbi Yossi had a situation, he became an Avel, Shalcher Rabbi Yechan, trained Talmid in Yisrin Ime, Rabbi Yechan sent him to Talmid to learn with him, Imishum Deshari Loyadin. We don't know if it's because it's 100% permitted to learn when a person's in Avelus, or you attend someone off on top, Imishum Deloy Ragil Loyadin. We don't know if they were learning with him something that wasn't Ragil, something that he wasn't accustomed to, he was unfamiliar with it. So the question is, how can that be? Rabbi Yossi Loy Ragil? Rabbi Yossi is Loy Ragil? There wasn't a single area of Torah that he wasn't Ragil with. So the Gemara explains what this means. El Kagan Ilin Milander Abanan Debar Nash Mishtal Bahain. These are referring to things that people ask the Rabbanon that they're besafek. So even though he's familiar with the subject, since the Rabbanon themselves come out with a suffik, so Vakayim Le Kamanda Loy Ragil. That's as if it's Loy Ragil. And so it could be that that's what they were learning. Now, one more situation of learning during Avelos, Rabbi Yezir Arpetras, Chamid Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Kadmaya, Rabbi Yezir Arpetras, who's the first father in law of Rabbi Shua Bar Levi. He had two father in laws, so this is the first one. Havali Ovda, his situation, he was in Avelos. Shalcha Bar Kapar trained Talmid in Yisun Ime. Bar Kapar sent him to Talmid to learn with him. And in the Shari Lo Yadin, we don't know if it's because 100% permitted to learn. Vin Mishum Shari Lo Ta'achar Tayra Lo Yadin. We don't know, maybe it's because of the following. He's Lo Ta'achar Tayra, which means literally, he runs after Tayra. In other words, he basically can't survive without Tayra. So maybe that's the reason why he was able to learn. And Vitani, can we actually have a brass like this? Imayo Lo Ta'achar Tayra, Motor. If a person's Lo for Tayra, he just simply has to learn. He's allowed to learn during Avelos. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss Avelos. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.